You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 977, hour number 2. We ended the last hour with David Gunn from Vermont, and that was the Conchoid of Nicomedes from the Third Highway CD on released in 2019, just a couple of weeks ago. And that's from the Vermont Virtuosi, members of Vermont Virtuosi performing. And a friend of his, Dennis Bathory Kitts, a prolific composer from Vermont, teaches at Johnson State College. And we'll hear a brand new piece from Dennis Bathory Kitts, a fellow Vermont composer and a colleague of David Gunn's on the now defunct Calvos and Damien radio show, which introduced a lot of new music to the old country, to the North Country in previous decades. Anyway, Dennis Bathory Kitts, we'll hear something brand new from him. This is a piece called Six New Musicy Bonbons. And he scored this for piccolo, bass flute, calamu. A calamu is a kind of an old style clarinet that went out of fashion about 200 years ago. And then a regular clarinet, and contrabass clarinet, bass, trombone, violin, viola, and double bass. These parts were digitally synthesized by Dennis Bathory Kitts himself at his own studio at his home in Northfield, Vermont. So he used digital synthesis and samples to make it work, and I hope someday that he'll get an actual ensemble of these instruments to perform it. But we have this, digital version, which he made for demonstration. And fortunately, a digital synthesis has come a long way in the past 10 years, let alone 20 or 30 years. Following Dennis Bathory Kitts, again, that's the piece is called Six New Musicy Bonbons. And we'll hear Harashu Radulescu and a piece called Immersed in Wonder, Part 2, from the CD Works for Organ and Cello by Harashu Radulescu. And that's on Mode Records. Cello by Catherine Marie Tunnell and trombone by Stanley Clark. And then we'll hear Enyut Schneider, Pavan, Variations on a Dance by Luis Milan, and that's from Colors of Saxophone on Virgo Records, released in 2019, music for English horn and saxophone quartet. First, this is the shortest of the three pieces that we'll hear, Dennis Bathory Kitts, Six New Musicy Bonbons. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 977, hour number 2.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Music from Frank Paul and Klimperi, that was called Dainties. We started with Sweetmeat from Dennis Bathory Kits, Six New Musicy Bonbons, and that was for a large ensemble, digitally synthesized by Dennis Bathory Kits with samples, and that was recorded at the composer's studio, Northfield, Vermont. Piece that he just published just this last month, a couple of weeks ago. After Dennis Bathory Kits, we heard from Horatiu Radulescu, and that was called Immersed in Wonder, Part 2. A little more mournful than I'd anticipated, but it's got a inspiration from the, I guess it says the title is taken from the 16th chapter of Tao Te Ching. Immersed in wonder of the Tao, you can deal with whatever life brings you. And when death comes, you are ready. That's the inspiration from this one of Radulescu's later works, 1996. That was from Works for Organ and for Cello. And that was one of the cello works, Immersed in Wonder, cello by Catherine Marie Tunnell, and trombone by Stanley Clark. And we then heard from Enyet Schneider, Pavan, Variations on a Dance by Luis de Milan. That's from Colors of Saxophone on Verigo, released this year, 2019. Music for English Horn and Saxophone Quartet, English Horn, by Dominic Vollen Weber. And the Pavan, what you heard was sounding very Renaissance, was in fact very Renaissance. The dance was inspired by the Spanish or Catalan Renaissance composer Luis de Milan, and something from his 1636 composition El Maestro, which was originally scored for the vihuela, which is an early version of the modern guitar. And in this case, Schneider took the inspiration from the six pavings in this collection. And this was, of course, derived, the pavo was derived from a peacock in the name of the dance, Pavan, and that was the characteristic that of a bird call that Schneider sought with the cor anglais, or the English horn. And following Enyet Schneider, I had to just append something to come back to the sweetmeat. Frank Paul and Klimperi, that was called Dainties, from a CD called Music for Desserts, from the French label In Polisson. And that featured hand-cranked barrel piano, performed by Frank Paul, with the duo, husband and wife duo, percussionists Christophe and Françoise Pechinat. You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 977, hour number one. We will continue with music from the California Ear Unit. We'll hear from Karlheinz Stockhausen, the Dr. K Sextet, a very short piece from their eponymous CD on New Albion, in released in 1989, the California Ear Unit. This is a cello by Erica Duke Patrick, or Erica Duke in this case. Piano by Lorna Elder. Percussion by Arthur Jarvinen and Amy Knowles. Violin by Robin Lorentz. Clarinet by James Rohrig. With a flute by Dorothy Stone. Conducted by Rand Steiger. And this was recorded in Los Angeles. From Kathleen Sapove, we'll hear her performance of Layerings 3 from Eric Kenneth Clark. And this comes from a double CD called The Debussy Effect, released on New Focus Recordings in 2016. Piano by Kathleen Sapove. Music recorded at the Western Connecticut State University of Danbury. And after Kathleen Sapove, we'll hear from William Matthews, who is still a professor at Bates College, I think going on over 40 years now. This goes way back to when he was a newbie. We'll hear Aurora, a Waltz. And this was included on a CRI release from 1982 called Electronic Works. This is computer music realized at the University of Toronto in 1981. That will end this set after Kathleen Sapove performing on piano Layerings 3 from Eric Kenneth Clark, and this piece from Karlheinz Stockhausen, the California Ear Unit, performing Dr. K Sextet, music from New Albion Records from 1989. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 977, hour number two.
Thank you.
This is March and Gardens, episode 977, hour number 2. My name's Max. I'm glad to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in or downloading, however it is you receive March and Gardens. We just heard some old computer music from William Matthews of Bates College. That was called Aurora, a Waltz, and that was included on one of CRI's many compilations of electronic music from that era, from the 70s and 80s. That was computer music realized at the University of Toronto by William Matthews, 1981. And the album Electronic Works, just simply titled Electronic Works, was released on Composers Recordings Incorporated in 1982, featuring compositions by Arthur Krager, Elias Tenenbaum, and William Matthews. And we started with a short piece from Stockhausen, the California Ear Unit, performing Dr. K Sextet, which was released on their eponymous New World Records, New Albion Records release. A lot of news on Martian Gardens, on New Albion Records from 1989. And that was recorded in Los Angeles with Rand Steiger conducting. Karlheinz Stockhausen's 1969 composition, Dr. K Sextet, which runs just over 3 minutes. And then following that, Kathleen Sapove performing Eric Kenneth Malcolm Clark's composition Layerings 3, which is on the CD The Debussy Effect, all music performed by Kathleen Sapove on piano, and that was from New Focus Recordings, released in 2016, and again we ended with William Matthews' Aurora, a Waltz, computer music from 1981. Now we've got time for another electroacoustic composition. This one is from Scott A. Wyatt, a piece called The Road, a piece called A Road Beyond, and this is from Music from Seamus, that's the Society for Electroacoustic Music in the United States, Seamus, Volume 17. And this is for trumpet and live processing, a trumpet by Ronald Rahm. This was composed in 2007. Scott A. Wyatt, A Road Beyond. Yeah.